Hey everybody, this is Sadia Sanders of UrbanSemester.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. So I wanted to talk to you guys tonight about being picky. As singles, a lot of times we are told we're too picky, which is why we're single, and we're never going to have anyone if we continue to have this list of things that we will accept and won't accept. Well, those people who are telling you you won't have anyone cannot predict your future. If they could predict the future, they'd probably be rich. They would know the winning lotto numbers or something, you know, and wouldn't even be talking to you about this. So give yourself permission to have your laundry list, I'd say, or your wish list of things. Now, of course, we want to be realistic and not have something down like he has to be 6.5 inches tall and weigh 191 pounds and make 7 figures a year. I mean, that would be wonderful, but that may not be the most realistic thing. But if you have something like he must be employed, she must be self-sufficient, she must have a clean criminal background, he must have his own home. Those are realistic things, especially if you're over 30, who are the singles that I'm speaking to. I am well over 30. I own a home. I have a job. I'm financially stable. I don't want anyone who will bring me down and who will need me to help boost their credit rating. That is not what I want. I also want someone within a certain age range. I don't want to be dating my father. Someone who is 15, 16 years older than me is not for me. My range is about 5 years older, no more, and 2 years younger, no less. That is from my own experiences. So no one can tell me what is going to work best for me. So let me know what you guys think. You can always reach me on social at XO Urban Spinster on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And on UrbanSpinster.com, I have a series of single woman's agenda guided journals. It's called The Single Woman's Agenda. And the topics are mindset, money, lifestyle, ownership, and relationships. So check those out. If you look on my Instagram and Facebook pages, you can get a little more detail as to who this would be for and what the goals are. Always visit me on UrbanSemester.com, and I will see you guys later.